Fred Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm with Alessandro Groplero, head of When It Meets West, the co-production market taking place in Trieste from January 24th to 26th. So welcome back, Alessandro.
Hi, Chiara. Thank you to call me.
So you reached the sixth edition, if I'm correct.
Yes, correct. It's the sixth edition. Well, actually, we had a pilot edition, which is like a hidden edition, which was focusing exactly on the Catalan film industry, but it was a completely different format and concept. So we're very happy to have a new sixth edition with the focus on Spain, Portugal, and Latin America. We are closing a cycle, let's say.
Yeah, as we were discussing, like, before starting the interview, like, from last year that you chose as a focus all the English-speaking countries, this year also you're sort of expanding your area of selection, let's say that. So I guess that your work and has increased in terms of selecting the projects, but also selecting the decision makers and the industry professionals that have been invited to join you this year.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a very long year in terms of scouting, project scouting, and decision makers, let's say, invitations. But I have to say that there is a logic behind the increase in terms of a number of countries, because even though we are expanding beyond Europe, we still think that the countries that we have chosen, like last year North America and this year also Latin America, they are strongly connected to the European countries that we have in focus, like last year it was the UK and Ireland, and mm-hmm. this year it's Spain and Portugal. So it's like we are using these countries in focus from Europe as a bridge towards countries from mm-hmm. non-European countries, which are already really, really connected to our market. And it's true that it's been a long, long process in terms of like exploring the film industry there and knowing who's who. And but I'm pretty, pretty happy of what we have now. The package of the 2016 edition, as you can see on our website, looks really, really good.
So let's remind our listeners what your website is and what's the formula, the precise formula to cite your words from last year of When It Meets West.
Well, actually, the website is WEMW.IT, which is the let's say the initial of When East Meets West, and yes, the formula will be the same in terms of like project selection and decision makers, as you can see in our also catalog that we just uploaded on our website. We have a selection of 22 projects from mainly from Eastern Europe, Italy, mm-hmm. and the region in focus, which is, as we said, Spain, Portugal, and Latin America. And what we do is to try to bring together these projects together with decision makers mainly from these areas, because we chose projects that are looking for co-production, co-financing, distribution in the country that we are bringing together in Trieste.
This is the second year of First Cut Lab, the workshop for films in editing phase. So how was last year, and are you changing something for this year? What were the difficulties and obviously the success of this new initiative?
Well, actually, First Cut Lab has been a very, very interesting experiment, because we tried something that was not present in the market yet, and it was very successful last year. We had very good feedback, not only from the participants, because basically the workshop is a workshop for film in the editing phase, mm-hmm. and we do invite selected teams of director, producers, and editors to come to Trieste and have a very, very intense workshop with a few experts coming from different sectors like sales or festivals or let's say other creative producers, and they watch for the first time the full rough cut, and they give good advice, precious feedback in terms of festival strategies, market strategies, marketing strategies, but also about the narrative, the rhythm of the film. So mm-hmm. it's really an intense session which can be very, very helpful for the, final part of the film. So So the idea is really to help them to be ready to go in the market and release the film. And basically, I have to say that compared to last year, we didn't change that much. I think that we were very pretty satisfied, and I have to mention the two other persons who are really, really involved in this section, in this initiative, who are Alex Traila and Mathieu Daras, plus with the help of Benjamin Mirguet, who's our consulting editor. So I have to say that the team worked really well. The choice of the expert is changing every year, as well as the choice of the projects. And this year we had very, very interesting projects from Czech Republic, Poland, and Hungary, and Bulgaria, sorry. And the good thing of this Bulgarian film is that it was the project who won the Venice Midwest Development Award in 2014. So there is a kind of continuity between the projects that we developed, we helped to be developed in the pitching forum, and we want to have them also in the States.
And plus, I see that you're obviously continuing with Last Stop Trieste, and I'm noticing in your program, looking at your program, that you're also focusing on documentary, and so you invited also TV broadcasters. There's a very high attention on documentaries and also on the TV distribution and all the other platforms.
Absolutely. Well, La Stop Trieste is basically a platform which was initiated because of the lack of similar other platforms in Eastern Europe. So we thought that it was very good for Eastern European filmmakers to have a platform where they can present the work in progress, the rough cuts, to a large and selected bunch of safe agents, festival programmers, TV broadcasters, and considering the results of the first edition, which was last year, we are very happy because out of the four projects that we presented last year, one was awarded in Cementa Critique in Locarno, another one was awarded in Leipzig, another one was presented in Nyon, Vision Durel. And so let's say that we had very, very good and successful results, and this makes us even more confident about the format. That's why that we are still working with our partners, because La Stop Trieste is really based on a network of partners from Eastern Europe, like Experiente Film, Balkan Documentary Center, Docurapcantotik, and for the first year this year with Balti Sea Docs. But also we expanded the cooperation with some, let's say, festival and market from the country in focus. So, for example, we have obviously we have a cooperation with our Italian Association of Documentaries, with Bookit, but also with the Rec Film Festival from Tarragona and Doc Sao Paulo. So we had, in addition to these four Eastern European projects, we had one Italian, one Spanish, and one Brazilian beautiful documentaries.
This is one of the, I think, the successful elements of When It's Meets West, that you work a lot and you work with passion, but also you can count, you establish this network of partners that help you go through this, let's say, hard work. It's a shared success.
We try to share everything, successes and also, let's say, failures, and also all the energy and the passion. So I have to mention, I mean, I'm not going to mention all of them, obviously, but I have to say that this year also shows in the program that, especially content-wise, we really wanted to strengthen the partnership that we have with some, let's say, organizations, very, very important organizations in Europe. So as I mentioned, we work with these festival markets for Last Stop Trieste, but the program of Miss Me Twice, we'll have two sessions in cooperation with two training providers who are IALU and Maya Workshop.
Yes.
So, and this year we really wanted to include in the program not only the presence of graduates from these two important training programs, but we really wanted to have also some sessions just also to, let's say, help all the participants to also to understand how these programs work and what they can really offer.
So we can really say to end this interview that When It Meets West and its partners are like a big family, as we are hearing Fred.
It is. It is, absolutely. It's a big family of something like 300 people.
Yes.
So it's a kind of South Italian, Mediterranean family.
Alessandro, so I wish you a lot of success for the 6th edition of When It Meets West that is taking place in Trieste from January 24th to the 26th, and good luck.
Thank you, Chiara, and thanks, everybody. Bye.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from When It Meets West for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.